بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Anas bin Malik رضي الله عنه reported in a hadith which is in Sunan Tirmidhi. He said a man asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, should I tie my camel and trust in Allah, or should I leave her untied and trust in Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, tie her and trust in Allah. He said to her, to the man, tie her and trust in Allah. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that in these times of test, where we have been tested, the whole world has been tested, and we are in the middle of that test. The test is not over yet. Now, in that test, we have been given the beautiful guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about what we should do. I am sure many of you have heard this hadith of tying the camel. Especially in these days, almost everybody is mentioning this hadith about tying the camel. Alhamdulillah, that is good. That is why we have the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that it can be mentioned again and again, and that we remind each other always with it. I remind myself and you that Rasulullah ﷺ said two things. He said, tie the camel, wa tawakkal. He said, tie the camel and then have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah ﷺ did not say, tie the camel and tie yourself with the camel. He didn't say that. He said, tie the camel and have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that mean? It means that once you have tied the camel, meaning once you have taken whatever precautions that you needed to take, then tawakkul means trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul then means that you have complete faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you stop worrying. And you stop worrying, and you stop getting paranoid, and you stop, getting stressed out, and you stop getting depressed about, depressed imagining all kinds of doomsday scenarios. You stop doing all that. Because if you're doing all that, then where is the tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then your tawakkul is on the rope of the camel. It is not on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though you may be saying it, because you have tawakkul on the rope, and you know that rope can break at any time. So therefore, that tying the camel is still not taking away your stress. It is still not taking away your uncertainty. It is still not taking away your fear. Because even though you have tied the camel, you don't believe that this rope is good enough. So even though you are taking precautions, you're wearing a mask and you are, wearing gloves and God knows what, you still feel that you might get infected by this coronavirus. And so you are stressed out. Then where is the tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the man, tie the camel and have tawakkul. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, let us use this calamity, let us use this test to help us. Let us not use this test and lose our iman in the process. Because if we are not going to have tawakkul, and if we are going to tie ourselves with the camel, then where is the iman? Where is the iman? So I remind myself and you, let us make sure, let us make istighfar and let us make tawbah. And by all means, take precautions. And we should take precautions. Now, unfortunately, we seem to have two different kinds of people. You've got some people who are doing things which are tantamount to committing suicide, which is that despite being warned and despite being cautioned in every kind of way, being cautioned in a religious way, being cautioned in a scientific way, whatever, they refuse to take care, they refuse to behave responsibly. They go and come and they go out unnecessarily, they break the curfews, they break the lockdowns, and they take great pride in that. They gather people together in the name of Juma, in the name of Taraweeh and whatnot, and they are making plans to gather people for Taraweeh. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Believe me, as I have said before and I am saying it again, if you do that, if you do these things and if you die or because of you somebody else dies, then believe me, you are responsible for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you accountable for that because you were told specifically the danger of something and despite that you insist on doing that, then this is tantamount to committing suicide. May Allah save you from yourself and from your own foolishness. So please don't do that. Absolutely not. Be careful, follow the law. Be very, very clear. Don't worry about offending somebody. If somebody else is doing something which is against the law, then it is your job to tell that person. If that person is offended, that is their problem. That is not your problem. If they had not done what they had done, you would not need to tell them that. So nothing to worry about in that. Oh, how can I offend people? Of course, you can offend people. You should offend people who behave in irresponsible ways. Because as George Bernard Shaw said, nobody listens to anything unless they are offended. Nobody acts on anything unless they are offended. So maybe that is the thing to do. Let them be offended. Doesn't matter. As long as you are on the truth and you are speaking the truth, let somebody be offended. But my point is that in this case, please don't do either of these two extremes. Don't be among the foolish people whose actions are tantamount to committing suicide, whose actions are tantamount to committing murder, because of their actions, somebody who is especially vulnerable, your elders, your grandparents or whoever who's staying with you, your elders who you meet elsewhere, people who are already, people who are, different kinds of heart and other ailments, people who are diabetic, people who have, various kinds of heart issues and so on, those people will succumb. And you might be healthy and you might get away with it and nothing happens to you, but believe me, you are the cause of their death. So that is one extreme. The other extreme is that you are stressing yourself out, you are going crazy, you are acting in very illogical ways, you are creating problems for yourself and others because you have become so paranoid about this. So both of these extremes are to be avoided. Stay on the middle path, which is you take the precautions that have been mentioned and that we have been told to take, and then relax. Relax, have tawakkul on Allah. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written your and my death, and that death will come to us no matter what, no matter where we are. And if that death is written by this coronavirus, it is going to come even if you are sitting inside a bottle of hand sanitizer. Right? It's not going to save you. That will happen to you. And if it is not written for you, then you could be serving like many of our, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them from all harm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them in keeping with His majesty and grace. Like all our doctors and nurses and hospital and all the health professionals who are working with COVID patients all over the world, you could be sitting in the middle of a COVID ward and nothing will happen to you. Because this has not been decreed for you. This is the meaning, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in Bukhari as well as in Musnad Imam Ahmad, the hadith narrated by Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, where she said she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam what she must do if she finds herself in a place where there is a pandemic, where there's an epidemic, where there's a plague. And he said, the person who stays inside his house, a person who is respecting the law as far as confinement, as far as self-quarantine is concerned, a person who stays inside the house, meaning he's tying his camel, And then has tawakkul on Allah, meaning that he believes that nothing will happen to him which Allah has not decreed. If that person does that, and these two things are simultaneously conditions, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person will get the reward of a martyr even if nothing happens to him, even if he remains alive. I remind myself and you, let us remember this. Let us use this pandemic as a means of strengthening our iman, of strengthening our yaqeen in the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a means of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means of becoming, developing taqwa, a means of developing tawakkul. We are coming into the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, another 3-4 days, and that, let that be, by the time you get this Fajr reminder, it will be maybe 2 days or 1 day. Let that be a time which will make this Ramadan the best of our lives. Because we have been prescribed khilwat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has put us inside, in the old days, the mashayikh used to tell their people who came to study with them, they would tell them, now go and sit in one place by yourself and make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And in some cases, they made them do that for years. Here, alhamdulillah, it's not a question of years. Maybe we've got maybe another week or two, wallahu alam. So, use that time. Allah has given that time for us to be by ourselves. Let us not squander that time. Let us not lose that time. Let us not waste that time in either in moping around feeling depressed and, you know, walking around the house with a long face and making a nuisance of yourself to everybody, or by wasting your time watching television programs and all kinds of stuff. Use that time to sit, to reflect, to introspect. As I've said many times before, take a piece of paper, take a sheet of paper, and write down, what am I doing in my life? How has my life been going? What is my life? Where is my life taking me? Right? What is the meaning of this? What is the benefit of this? Think about all that. And then say, what kind of change do I believe I need to make in my life? So let us think about these things, and then let us take them forward and use this time beneficially. And then increase the amount of Quran you read. This is one of the, this is the month of the Quran. This is the month of dua, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strengthening our relationship with Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. So let us use this month, and let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us free time, which we used to keep on saying, oh, you know, I'm going to do this thing, any good thing, oh, I will do that in my first fursat, in my first time, that first free time that I have. Well, Allah has given all of us a lot of free time. Let us make the best use of that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.